The name of the patient, this is Dr. Oliveros dictating in December the 15th, 2022. The name of the patient is Ayoda Lachman. First name, A, J, O, D like in Delta, Y like in Yankee, A. The last name, L like in Lima, A like in Alpha, C like in Charlie, H like in Hotel, M like in Mike, A like in Alpha, N like in November. Ayoda Lachman. Clinical case of a 57-year-old male that is following the practice because of the kidney transplant. The patient underwent kidney transplant in Arizona, but is followed at the present time at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, period. The patient was found with a rejection that is tubular interstitial. The patient had a biopsy. The plan was to give him infusion of solumetol, increase the administration of prednisone to 10 milligrams every day, continue with the infusion of the solumetol, follow up biopsy after 6 weeks, period. The program has been increased and manipulated to maintain a level between 8 and 10, and at the same time, the increase of the cell sept to 1 gram every 12 hours. The patient had a repeated biopsy without major changes. He has continued on the same management, a solumetol infusion every 2 weeks, and the above immunosuppression according to what the results of the blood work. The patient continues to have adequate kidney function with no evidence of deterioration of the kidney function, adequate estimated GFR. That is more than 100%. And the decision regarding further treatment is going to be done during the next appointment at the center. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been slightly elevated due to the fact that he has been receiving steroids. The hemoglobin A1C reported on November the 14th, 2022 was 7.9. And this is because of the steroid infusion. The patient continues to follow the diet, following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number hyperlipidemia that is taking atorvastatin on daily basis, following number vitamin D deficiency, following number osteoarthritis with the major compromise of the right knee, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease managed with the H2 blocker. Period. The patient has been following the schedule of blood work every 2 weeks. He is in constant communication with the Mayo Clinic. Period. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months period, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face discussing the details, and talking about the diet, the need for him to be with a low-sodium diet, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.